CNC in Prince George is throwing its last Black History Month event this weekend. Usually Black History implies that we look back during this time during February. Today we're going to look at the role of Black History Month in Northern BC today. Cliff Raphael is an instructor at CNC and he's been organizing Black History Month events in Prince George. Cliff joins me in studio right now. Good morning, Cliff.
Good morning, Audrey.
Black History Month has become a focus for you. Why is that?
I think it provides me the opportunity to connect, you know, with just this whole the blackness, if I could say it like that. I don't know whether that's the appropriate word.
Sure.
But the reality is that I grew up in the Caribbean. I'm in Canada, and now I encounter folks who are of my skin color, so to speak, but they're from all over the world. Yes. All from a variety of African countries, Brazil, places like those. So in a sense, the importance of this, of the Black History events, is not just simply to look back and celebrate some of the good things of the past, but to think about, now how do I connect with these brothers and sisters who we look the same, but actually we share totally different experiences.
And you've been organizing Black History Month events for a while. How many years have you done this for?
Well, this is the 19th anniversary, and I was involved from the very beginning.
Wow, 19 years. And what stands out to you this year?
Well, you know, this year has been a year where we've had, I think, for me, maybe step back a little bit and think about what it is we are really doing, and it's probably a good thing. Well, one of the things that this year, I think we had the lowest numbers attending, and that seems like it's a bad thing. But I think it's not. I think what it's triggered in my mind is, yes, let's keep remembering and learning from the past, but maybe we have to ask a different question: how do we create the future, so to speak? Not just a future for Blacks in Canada, but how do we create a future together? Because we're no longer in our home country. Now we have come to this, from far and wide, we've come to Canada. And how now do we meld together to create something that involves all the pieces?
So are you saying that you think the reason that the numbers are lower this year is because that hasn't necessarily begun to happen, or?
I think I see a number of reasons. Of course, there are always other events happening, and I don't think we abused enough wisdom in understanding that, well, you know, there's competition out there in terms of events that people can go to. So maybe thinking about when we schedule events, that would be an important thing. But I feel there's a little bit of a disconnect right now between those of us who are organizing and the community that we're supposed to be organizing for. So I think we need to step back and ask the question, how do we actually reach into that community a bit more than we've had in the past?
And Northern BC has a small population of African descent, and Prince George does as well. How does that impact individuals like you in the Black community?
Well, I'm not quite sure to answer that. It's a small community, but I think one of the things for myself, I came to Canada many years ago. One of the things that I decided when I came to Canada is that if I had to go forward in this new country, I had to actually stop sitting around thinking about how nice it was back in my home country and try to enter into, you know, what this new culture was all about. So I think I have, my focus has been, how can I learn and grow in this new space, but still be me, so to speak. And so even though you say we have a small community, but from my perspective of, 26 years in Prince George, we have grown significantly. So that what I see, yes, it's a small community, but I see it's a small but growing community.
A small but growing community. And what are the benefits of holding these kinds of events and seeing other members of the Black community together during this time of month?
Well, I think it encourages you. So you realize that, you know, I'm not really alone as I think I am sometimes. But the other thing that I think is important in terms of these events is, I think there's an aspect where there's an invitation, not just to the Black community as a whole, Black community, but, you know, to the larger community as a whole, you know, come join us. So there is that. But why are you joining us? We want you to join us to celebrate, okay? We also want you to join us because it's part of the education, you know, you learning about you know, the Black experience, and we learning about your experience. But I think for me, the key piece is not just simply, you know, invitation, celebration, and education, but how do we develop and grow together? Because eventually or essentially, I think that's the key thing. We got to develop and grow together.
And you've touched on this a couple of times during this talk. A lot of the time during Black History Month, we look back at history. How do we make sure that Black History Month is also about the history that's happening right now?
We had a young man who spoke at the event on Saturday, and he's the one who, in some senses, twigged me about the fact that, yes, we're looking back, but now we need to recognize that really looking back is good, so we learn from the past, but really we want to learn from the past to create the future. And now how exactly we're going to do that, I'm not sure, but it changes the focus somewhat, and I think the change in focus will then maybe spring some of the ideas that will take us forward.
So you're looking for those ideas right now?
Actually, I am. I am indeed.
And tell me about what's happening, this last event that's happening on Saturday.
So the last event is the Evening of Song, and it began as the Evening of Song and Spoken Word. But in the last few years, it has been mainly musical acts. I think one of the big things about it is simply that music transcends. And people can engage music, even though they don't understand any other aspects of the culture, music transcends. And I think that that's one of the powerful pieces of Saturday's event.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Cliff.
You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
Cliff Raphael is an instructor at CNC and an organizer of Black History Month events happening in Prince George. And we want to hear from you. Why is Black History Month important to you? You can email us at daybreaknorth@cbc.ca or call our listener line 1-866-340-1932.